This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
How many of you have ever been to a town in Florida called St. Augustine? Northeast Florida, on the coast, just south of Jacksonville, Florida. I always wondered why it was that St. Augustine got that name. It was named after Augustine, saint in the Catholic Church. And the way they got that name is when the explorer from Spain came and landed on the beach there, he named that area after Augustine because it was the feast of Augustine in the Catholic Church that particular day that he landed. And that's why it got the name. You say, what are you talking about Augustine for? For this reason. When Augustine was on his deathbed, if you can believe this, he's dying, and he knows he's just got days at the most to live. He asked for a painter to be brought into his bedroom. And on the wall of where his deathbed was in front of him, he had the painter paint the words to Psalm 32 that we study today. I find that intriguing. It meant so much to him as a forgiven sinner. He lived quite a wild life, if you study the life of Augustine. Very wild life in his younger days, and God converted him through a man by the name of Ambrose, who led him to Christ, and he wrote some powerful stuff that's still read today in Christian circles. The City of God is one of his writings. And Augustine said, I want Psalm 32. Written on the wall in front of me, so that every time I open my eyes before I die, I want to see these words because it meant something to him personally. When I read the words to this today, I want you to picture reading these on the wall of your house. Or more than that, maybe reading them on the wall of your heart. On the wall of your heart, because it spoke to Augustine about God forgiving him. We're in the seven penitential psalms, the book of Psalms, which simply means there are seven psalms that King David wrote after committing the sin of adultery and then the sin of murder. Probably went a year or two without feeling much of anything, according to some Bible scholars, but finally the Lord convicted him. And his conviction is heavy upon him. It's sapping his strength. He's overwhelmed by his guilt. And he writes seven penitential psalms that have to do with conviction. When God convicts is the title of this series. So today we're looking at two of the seven, Psalm 32, Psalm 38. Let it speak to you as we continue this series today. Psalm 32, David is speaking. He's the author. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man or woman whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. We're going to talk about what it means to have a deceitful spirit in a few minutes. When I kept silent, in other words, I kept my mouth shut and I didn't acknowledge my sin, my bones wasted away through all my groaning all day long. For day and night meaning over and over, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer. Then, most important usage of the word then in the Bible, in my opinion, right in verse 5. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin. You forgave the guilt of my sin. Then one verse from Psalm 38, verse 4. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. Well, I don't know if you've ever felt overwhelmed with guilt. I talk to people all the time that have that sense in their life. This message series will continue on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.